This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Moxicam. Active ingredient, S. Meloxicam. This leaflet provides important information about using Moxicam. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Moxicam. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Moxicam? Moxicam contains the active ingredient Meloxicam. Moxicam belongs to a group of medicines called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs. These medicines work by relieving pain, swelling, and redness. Moxicam is used to treat the symptoms of osteoarthritis. OA is a chronic disorder that causes damage to the cartilage and surrounding tissues, and is characterized by pain, stiffness, and loss of function. Rheumatoid arthritis, RA, is an inflammatory arthritis in which joints, usually including those of the hands and feet, are inflamed, resulting in swelling, pain, and often destruction of joints. Both diseases mainly affect the joints, causing pain and swelling. Although Moxicam can relieve the symptoms of pain and inflammation, it will not cure your condition. What should I know before I use Moxicam? Warnings. Do not use Moxicam if you are allergic to Meloxicam, aspirin, or any other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Are under 18 years of age, are pregnant, or think you may be pregnant, see pregnancy and breastfeeding. Are breastfeeding, see pregnancy and breastfeeding. Are going to have, or have just had heart bypass surgery. Have galactose intolerance, a rare genetic condition. Have a hole in, or experience bleeding from the stomach, gut, or any other bleeding. Have uncontrolled heart failure. Have severe liver problems. Have severe, non-dialysis kidney disease. Have had a stroke due to a bleed in the brain. Have a stomach ulcer. Have or have had inflammation of the stomach lining. Have an inflammatory bowel disease such as Crohn's disease, or ulcerative colitis now, or in the past. Are taking any of these medicines? Fluconazole, a medicine used to treat fungal infections, or certain sulfur antibiotics, e.g. sulfamethoxazole. Methotrexate, a medicine used to treat diseases of the immune system and some cancers. Had any of the following reactions after taking aspirin or an NSAID? Asthma. Nasal polyps, painless growths inside the nose or sinuses. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Hives, or an itchy rash. Check with your doctor if you have any allergies to other medicines, foods, preservatives, or colors. A current infection, advanced or chronic kidney disease. Any problems with your heart or blood vessels, liver, blood pressure, fluid retention, diabetes, high cholesterol, any clotting or bleeding disorder, asthma. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while taking Moxicam. Birth control. Tell your doctor if you are using an intrauterine device, IUD, to prevent pregnancy. NSAID medicines, like Moxicam, may decrease the effectiveness of the birth control device. Children and adolescents. The safety and effectiveness in adolescents or children younger than 18 years have not been established. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Moxicam and affect how it works. These include other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, aspirin, celecoxib, diclofenac, etoricoxib, ibuprofen, indomethacin, ketoprofen, mefenamic acid, naproxen, piroxicam, rofecoxib, salicylates, or sulindac, warfarin, or heparin, medicines used to thin the blood. furosemide, other diuretics, or medicines used to treat high blood pressure, amiodarone, or quinidine, two medicines used to treat fast, slow, or irregular heartbeats. Cyclosporin, a medicine used to treat inflammatory conditions suppress the immune system. Ketoconazole and itraconazole, medicines used to treat fungal infections. Erythromycin, a commonly used broad-spectrum antibiotic. Lithium, a tablet used to treat mood disorders. Cortisone, dexamethasone, prednisolone, prednisone, or any other steroid medicine used to treat inflammatory conditions, e.g. skin rashes, or asthma. Pembetrexed, a medicine injected into a vein, that is used to treat some lung cancers. Sulfonylureas, oral medicines used to treat diabetes. Citalopram, escitalopram, fluoxetine, fluvoxamine, paroxetine, or sertraline, medicines used to treat depression and anxiety, called SSRIs. Medicines that may reduce the effect of moxicam include cholestyramine, a medicine used for lowering blood fats, cholesterol. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect moxicam. How do I use moxicam? How much to take? The dose depends on your condition and any medicines that you are taking. Osteoarthritis, OA. The usual starting dose for osteoarthritis is 7.5 mg, taken as a single dose each day. Depending on your response, your doctor may increase the single daily dose to 15 mg. Rheumatoid arthritis, RA. The usual dose for rheumatoid arthritis is 15 mg taken as a single dose each day. If needed, your doctor may reduce the single daily dose to 7.5 mg. Ask your doctor for more information if you have been advised to take a different dose. Patients with kidney problems undergoing dialysis should not take more than 7.5 mg each day. Follow the instructions provided and use moxicam until your doctor tells you to stop. Do not exceed the maximum recommended daily dose of 15 mg. When to take moxicam? Moxicam should be swallowed whole with a full glass of water with or immediately after food. This may help reduce the risk of getting an upset stomach. Take moxicam once a day, at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will help you remember when to take it. If you forget to use moxicam, moxicam should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss taking your dose at the usual time, and it is 2 to 3 hours before your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, then go back to taking it as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much moxicam. If you think that you have used too much moxicam, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. The symptoms of an overdose may include nausea and/or vomiting, headache, drowsiness and or dizziness, blurred vision, fits or seizures, fainting, feeling weak, lightheaded, tired, confused and having blurred vision, signs of low blood pressure, difficulty in breathing, being unaware of what happens to you or around you, changes in amount of urine, fluid retention, confusion, and or nausea. What should I know while using moxicam? Things you should do. If you are going to have surgery, tell a nurse, surgeon, or anesthetist that you are taking moxicam. Moxicam can slow down blood clotting and put you at risk of bleeding. Keep your medical appointments so that your progress can be monitored. Your doctor may want to perform tests now and then to detect any side effects, such as anemia. Continue taking moxicam for as long as your doctor tells you. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist if you do not feel any better after several days of taking moxicam. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using moxicam. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine your medicine, or lower the dosage without speaking to your doctor first. Things to be careful of. Tell your doctor if you get an infection while using moxicam. Moxicam may hide some of the signs of an infection, such as pain, fever, redness and swelling. You may think, mistakenly, that you have improved, or that the infection is not serious. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how MoxiCam affects you. MoxiCam may cause dizziness, or blurred vision in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous in some people. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor, if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Store MoxiCam in a cool, dry place, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. General problems. Flu-like symptoms, runny or blocked nose, cough, sore mouth or throat, discomfort when swallowing, fatigue, fluid retention in lower body, swelling of hands, ankles or feet, allergic reaction, gut and digestion, indigestion, stomach upset including heartburn or reflux, feeling sick, nausea, vomiting, burping or passing more wind than usual, cramps, pain, constipation, loose stools, diarrhea, nervous system, headache, dizziness, spinning sensation, trouble sleeping, drowsiness, skin, itching or flaking, excessive sweating that's not related to heat or exercise, irritation of the moist internal linings of the body such as the mucous membranes, e.g. lips, mouth, throat, nasal passages, eyelids, intestines, or genitals, breathing, cough, shortness of breath, chest tightness, nutrition, dehydration, increased appetite, muscle and bone, back pain, pain or swelling in or near a joint, muscle spasms, aching muscles, muscle tenderness or weakness, not caused by exercise, pain in extremity, infections, runny or stuffy nose, sneezing or swelling of the lining of the nose, swelling of the air-filled spaces in your forehead, cheeks or nasal passages, urine, blood in the urine, blood, increased blood pressure, BP over several days, if self-checked at home with a suitable BP machine. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Gut and bowel. Bleeding from the back passage, black sticky stools, or bloody diarrhea. Severe pain or tenderness in the stomach. Vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds. Liver. Yellowing of the skin or the whites of the eyes, pain in the abdomen, loss of appetite, kidney and bladder, any pain or difficulty when urinating, any change in the amount or color of urine, eyes, blurred vision or difficulty seeing, lungs, sharp chest pain, usually worse when you inhale or cough, heart, fast or irregular heartbeat, chest pain, swollen ankles or legs, edema of the lower limbs, severe allergic reaction, shortness of breath, wheezing or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue or other parts of the body, rash, itching or hives on the skin, severe skin and soft tissue reactions, sudden unexplained bruising or blood spots under the skin that were not caused by an injury, itching, blistering or peeling of the skin which can be potentially life-threatening, rashes which may be caused by sunlight, can blister, and may take on the appearance of a severe burn, swelling of skin or mucosa, such as swelling around the eyes, face and lips, mouth, or throat, possibly making breathing difficult. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Signs of a stroke. Weakness, or numbness, or paralysis of the face, arm, or leg on either, or both sides of the body. Slurred speech. difficulty speaking or understanding, loss of vision, sudden blurring or decreased vision in one or both eyes, headache, usually severe and fast onset or unexplained change in the pattern of headaches. What to do? Call an ambulance, dial 000 at once if you experience these side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Moxicam contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Meloxicam. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Maize starch. Sodium citrate. Magnesium stearate. Brilliant blue FCF. Sunset yellow FCF. Gelatin. Titanium dioxide and quinolone yellow, 15 mg strength only. Potential allergens. Sugars as lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Moxicam does not contain gluten or sucrose. What Moxicam looks like. Moxicam is the brand name of your medicine. It is available as capsules in two strengths. Available in PVC/PVDC/Alblister packs of 30 capsules. Moxicam 7.5 mg capsules, light green/light green, size 2 hard gelatin capsules filled with light yellow colored granules. Moxicam 15 mg capsules, light green/light yellow, size 2 hard gelatin capsules filled with light yellow colored granules with scoreline between F and 2 debossed on one side, and plain on the other side. Moxicam 7.5, Ostar 2, 3, 2, 5, 8, 4. Moxicam 15-Ostar 2, 3, 2, 5, 8, 5. Who distributes Moxicam? Moxicam is supplied in Australia by Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30-34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in October 2024.